Chapter 4, Pearl Fishing and the Secret Tunnel. By January 21st, 1868, we had travelled 6,000 leagues of the Pacific, and we were sailing across the Indian Ocean. On January the 28th, we were near Sri Lanka, and I met Captain Nemo in the library. "Sri Lanka is very famous for pearl fishing," he said. "Would you and your friends like to see where they grow?" "Yes, I would like very much," I said. "But, Mr. Aronnax, I hope you are not afraid of sharks."
"Sharks?" I cried.
"Don't worry," he said, laughing. "We will have weapons with us. It could be dangerous, but yes, I'll be ready." I told Ned Land and Conseil, and they were very excited. The next morning, I woke up at 4 o'clock and went into the museum room to meet Captain Nemo and my friends. 5 sailors from the Nautilus were waiting in the small boat and rowed us towards the shore. At 6 o'clock, we put on our diving suits and I said, "Where are our guns?"
"Guns?" said Captain Nemo. "What for?"
"Here is a knife. This is all you will need."
"Okay, let's go."
Rather frightened, I put on my metal helmet and climbed out of the boat into the water. We followed the captain down a hill and under the waves and went down and down. At the bottom, we stopped where Captain Nemo pointed to a huge oyster. Inside the oyster, I could see an enormous pearl. It was as big as a coconut and was probably worth about $4 million. I stretched out my hand to take it, but the captain stopped me and shook his head. We turned around and walked back up to the shallow water. Suddenly the captain stopped and he pointed to something. About 20 meters away, an Indian man was diving into the sea collecting oysters. He didn't see us, and we watched him collecting oysters from the bottom of the sea. Just then, a huge shark with its mouth open swam towards the Indian. Within seconds, Captain Nemo had jumped up and stabbed his knife into the shark's stomach. The sea went red, and all I could see was Captain Nemo fighting with the shark through clouds of blood. He fell on the ground and was just about to be eaten by the shark when Ned Land jumped in and killed the shark with his harpoon. The captain walked to the Indian and helped him back to his boat. The poor Indian man was clearly very scared to see us in our metal helmets and rowed away quickly. We walked back to the Nautilus and took off our diving suits.
"Thank you, Ned," said the captain. "You saved my life."
The next day, we left Sri Lanka and sailed towards the Sea of Oman. Ned wanted to know where we were going. "I think we must be going to the Red Sea to visit the oceans of Egypt," I said. On February the 11th, the Nautilus entered the Red Sea, and on that day I met Captain Nemo on the platform.
"Well, Professor, do you like the Red Sea?" he asked.
"Yes, Captain," I answered. "It is very beautiful." "Unfortunately, we cannot go through the Suez Canal. However, we will be in the Mediterranean the day after tomorrow."
"In the Mediterranean?" I cried. "But how will the Nautilus move over the land between the Red Sea and the Mediterranean?" I asked.
"Mr. Aronnax," he said, "the Nautilus will pass under the land through an underwater tunnel." When I told Ned Land, he said, "Impossible. We will see." However, later that night, while Conseil and Ned Land were asleep, I watched as Captain Nemo sailed his submarine through a narrow tunnel and out into the Mediterranean. The next morning, the Nautilus went back up to the surface. I went up to the platform with Ned and Conseil.
"Where are we?" said Ned.
"We are in the Mediterranean. Look and you will see the coast of Egypt," I said.
"Wow! You're right!
The captain is a very clever man. But now we are near Europe, we must escape," he said. I didn't want to stop my friends from leaving, but I personally didn't want to leave Captain Nemo.
"If Captain Nemo offered you freedom today, would you accept it?" asked Ned.
"I don't know," I replied. "But if we try to escape, we must be successful first time, because if we fail, we won't have another chance."
"I agree," said Ned.
We must find a good opportunity to escape. For example, if we are near the coast, we could take the small boat at night and row to the shore.
Okay, I said. When we find a good opportunity, Conseil and I will be ready.
On February the 14th, I realized that the Nautilus was traveling towards Crete and the Greek islands. After breakfast, I went to the museum room and began to work. I studied until 5 o'clock, when I started to feel very hot. This was very strange because the sea shouldn't change temperature. I continued with my work, but it got hotter and hotter. I wondered if the submarine was on fire. Just as I was about to leave and look for help, Captain Nemo came in and said, 42 degrees centigrade.
I can feel it, Captain, I answered, and if it increases, I hope you realize that we will all die.
The heat won't increase unless we want it to, he said. Look, we are sailing through boiling water. The metal shutter opened, and I saw thick sulphurous smoke that smelt like bad eggs rising from the water.
Where are we? I asked.
Near the island of Santorini. There is an underwater volcano here which makes the water very hot.
Well, we can't stay here any longer, I said.
No, of course, he replied. We will leave at once. He pressed an electric bell and the Nautilus turned around and left the boiling sea. Half an hour later, we were breathing fresh sea air at the surface. On February the 16th, we left the Greek islands and sailed west. During the night, we entered the western Mediterranean, and instead of fish and sea plants, all we could see were shipwrecked boats at the bottom of the sea. We saw anchors, cannons, bullets, and pieces of broken ships. They were all covered in rust and seaweed. Some of these ships had crashed into other ships, while some had hit rocks and sank. As we came closer to the Straits of Gibraltar, I noticed more and more shipwrecks. How many sailors had died here, I wondered. Had anyone survived to tell the story? In the meantime, the Nautilus was travelling on at full speed amongst the shipwrecks. And on February the 18th, at about 3 o'clock, we passed through the Straits of Gibraltar. A few minutes later, we were at the surface and sailing on the waves of the Atlantic Ocean.